and welcome to the Shrink and Wrap Show. And you are listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show here at Tan Talk Radio. And that was the song Unwritten by Tasha Bedington. And she is amazing. And that song is actually a favorite song of mine. It's not really a song that is meant to be to represent our show, but it's a favorite song to let everybody know out there that your story is unwritten. And every day is a new page in your life. So live your life to the fullest. And you're going to start right here at the Shrink and Wrap Show. So thank you to all of you out there listening, and we are going to have an exciting show today, aren't we?
We are having a great show. We have a very special guest today.
This is a big deal, and I'm very nervous about it. Very nervous. But before we introduce this huge guest, do not change your radio station. You 727 area code people out there, you 813 Dade City, Newport Richey, stay right here, because this is where you want to be, right here, because we've got some big stuff going on today. So before I begin, though, I'd like to tell you a little bit about our show.
And by the way, that's your one before we begin for the show. If it happens again, I will still mute you. That's still going on.
Is that $5 in the jar?
Oh, that's right. Whenever I say before we get started, I say it all the time because it's nervousness. I'm sweating right now.
Which is a habit, and it's fine considering the big star we have in the room with us.
We have big,
we'll get to that in a second.
I'm going to announce it in 2 minutes here. But before I did not say it, we are, this show, what it is, I started back in February. And it was going to, the idea of the show was to have, just try one show, and it was called the Shrink and Wrap Show, because we had a licensed therapist that they come on, they've come on through the year, we're working on ourselves to find joy, and what is love, and what's the balance of happiness. And we've been helping people because the world's been crazy. So we have a licensed therapist along with We Are the Wraps, and then we tie in songs as therapy, mm-hmm. To help you get through life. So it's an opinion of a friendship. It's an opinion of a licensed therapist. So, for instance, you might have addiction. You might have other issues. And we just tie that, and we're all going to get through this life together. So, again, it's all suggestions and opinions. And before I introduce our big guest, I would like to introduce you to the app Shazam. S-H-A-Z-A-M. That's S-H-A-Z-A-M. You're going to want it today because we have a country star. My first interview right here at the Shrink and Wrap Show on Tan Talk Radio. So the Shazam app, what it is, you download it. It is free. You're going to want it today because you're hearing it first. You're hearing it first. These songs, all you have to do is hit that button, hit Shazam, and you can download our guest for today, his wonderful songs. So can we begin, before I introduce our big guest, I'm going to start. Should I introduce him now? I'm going to introduce him now. I can't wait another minute.
I would say wait. Let's get the warm-up song in
first. Do you want me to do that first?
Yeah, because the warm-up song is kind of a prelude for who we have sitting in the chair with us.
And that's what I said, but I kind of want him to know first. So I picked out this song for you, and this is our Loosen Up song. So let's take a listen to our Loosen Up song.
On the road again. I just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again, and I can't wait to get on the road again.
Here we go.
On the road again. Like a band of gypsies we go down the highway. We're the best of friends, insisting that the world keep turning our way.
So what do you think about that, mystery guest?
It just reminded me that I do a Willie Nelson impersonation.
Willie And that would be Johnny Cash by Johnny Cash.
Yeah, love me some Johnny Cash.
I love Johnny Cash. And the thing is, we are sitting here today. Listen, don't change the dial. If you're listening to me, seriously, you are sitting in the right place right now. We have the one and only Chaz Collins. Chaz Collins is in Tan Talk Radio right here in Clearwater, Florida. Welcome to our show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here, man.
Yay.
This is awesome.
Yes.
Where's the applause?
Had a good time.
Oh, where's our applause? Our like wave.
So today we don't have it just because of the circumstances, so we'll go with that.
Okay. That's right. Well, here is a picture if anyone happens to be watching. This is Chaz Collins, and I just want everybody to know that who needs to go to Tennessee when you've got country music right here in Clearwater, Florida. He's here. We want to hear a little bit about you. And Chaz, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Thank you. So are we on video too?
We might be one day.
Okay.
So just in case.
All right. Cool. Yeah, no. All right. I just wanted to make sure because I was like, I didn't wear my hat. I didn't wear my boots. I was like, wait a minute. I was like, you caught me in out of cognito.
Wait, is that actually Chaz in the studio or is that Willie Nelson? I can't tell the difference.
On the road again. No. That's my impersonation.
That was good.
I'm glad to be here. Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, well, thank you for being here. It is a big deal. Chaz only had one day off, and he is super busy. And Trish is here with me for support, too. Trish and I, she's been my right hand, and thank you for being here. You're going to help me with this great interview.
Absolutely. I'm excited.
That we've been blessed to have, for sure. And Matt's with me as well. So I'd like to tell our listeners real quick how this all began.
Yes.
So, Matt, you know, I honestly don't know my YouTube channel. I don't even know the phone number. I'm really bad, right? So I was looking and Googling the last show because I wanted to know my last show, so I needed to know what to do for the next show. So I'm Googling, and then I see this country guy sitting in your chair over here. I'm like, this guy, who's this guy? Like, from Tennessee, sitting in Trish's chair. So I thought, and we were going to start a music series, and I didn't have anybody for country. So what I thought was, your guest, do you remember the show? It was on Tan Talk Radio.
It was, but yeah. What's funny is you were seeing the mirror image. I was actually over here. It just looked like it was on that side.
Oh, no, but that's
because
it
was mirrored.
No, but I'm right. You see, I just tricked you because I'm blind.
You did.
Because you know what? That's where Trish usually sits. Uh-huh. And she gave it up. She gave it up, right?
Yep. I did.
So when I saw that, and then there was this huge event. So let's talk about the event that you were at when
it's
I
like
first
the
saw
the last
you.
Event, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd like to give a big shout out to Jason Aguilar and Sherry Aguilar.
Yes.
They have done so much for me in this town, and one of the things that they did was they said, you know, the biggest country band, most popular country band in town, these guys are popping off, and Tampa Bay's giving us some awards and stuff like that. She's, we're going to book these folks. This is who you're going to get.
Yeah.
And so she really helped us with that. It was called, it was through Amplify Clearwater. It was called the Chalk Full of Taste. So they had about 25, 30 restaurants in the area that came out there, and you were able to taste their different foods at the restaurants. All the food was amazing. Baystar was out there, which Sherry works for, and, and they actually won. They were the ones that won.
Yes, go Sherry. Absolutely. Yes, congratulations.
And then we got the opportunity to put on a big country concert out there. The fireworks going off. It was just, it's one of the best experiences of a show that I've had in my 19-year career. That's going to be one of the highlights for sure.
And I have to say, and I'm glad you said all that, because I met some lovely people there. And the chef that won, J.W. Marriott, they were all there. All these chefs were out there. So there's a competition, Trish. Mm-hmm. I know. I think I invited you to go and you were out of town.
Yes.
But Chaz is up there. He sang. Did you sing for like 3 hours?
I think we got one break.
Yeah.
That was a pretty long show.
It was 3 hours, and Chaz and his band were amazing. And it's all this food and big portions, like you didn't have to eat. Mm-hmm. It was on the beach. Chaz was singing for 3 hours with his wonderful band, and the fireworks were going out in the background.
It was awesome.
It was an incredible night. So I want to give them all a shout, and J.W. Marriott, and I hope to have the winner, the chef, and a couple of people there. There was homemade cookies and everything. It was crazy. By Cool Cookie Creamery, they were there. Did you get a cookie?
I didn't. Get a cookie.
You were too busy singing.
Yeah, during my break, I spent all my time at the merch table.
You were singing. If I would have known you that, I would have snuck a cookie up to you. But
I would appreciate it.
Yeah, no, it's all good.
But they did feed us. It was amazing.
They did. So I wanted, that is how. So now, going to the second part. Okay. Can you talk for a minute?
Sure. Well, I had the opportunity to see you at a company event. Mm-hmm. Your band played for the company that I work for. And I have to say, we had bands previously that I thought were good, but we couldn't get anybody up there to dance. But for your
We got event. Down.
Yes. Very successful event, and you guys did a great job.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes. It was our pleasure to do that. It was really awesome.
Well, it was funny, Chaz. So I don't know if your ears were ringing, because I told her, I said, we're going to have this guy that sings country that, you know, we're going to do this, series of songs, you know, a country singer. But anyway, right. We've ran into to Chaz, and when I went to this event, and Chaz was like, well, I think I've hired him at my event. I'm like, oh my gosh, he's coming on our show. That's amazing. So at this event that Chaz was just talking about, I'm gonna say this, and then I'm gonna give this mic to Chaz, and we're gonna interview him. You guys are gonna get to know him, because he's got some best songs out, some great songs out right now. But he was up on stage at this event playing. And Trish, you know, I've talked about the drumsticks.
Yeah.
So I saw him going backstage, and I saw him picking up a drumstick, and I'm like, he's gonna throw a drumstick. I was thinking to that. And it was dark outside, really dark. So the friend that I went with, she went up, she kind of snuck up in front of me. I was eating the meatballs. I was eating the chef from JW's food. It was amazing food.
Yeah, it was.
The conflict of the meatball or the drumstick.
I did it all. Then the cookie. Then I did a second lap. So then what happened was the quarterback here, Chaz, he didn't see. I was way back. I was probably like, I would say 20 yards back. So I went straight up when I saw that, and you tossed the drumstick. It went really slow.
You have to lob it.
You have to lob it. And thank God it didn't hit me, because I was dark. But I caught it. I don't know how I caught it. It was desperate. Caught the drumstick and took a left 90-degree turn, and I scored. So I got that. And then after you get these drumsticks, then someone gave me a hat. You become a celebrity when you get these.
Yeah.
So there's something about it. So thank you.
You're welcome. There's guitar picks, and then there's drumsticks.
Yeah. As if Tracy couldn't look like any more of a star. Now we got the hat and the drumstick to go with it.
Well, but listen, Trish and I, you've gotten drumstick.
Yes. Pat Benatar. I got there from them.
Sweet.
Yeah, that's my prized possession. Yeah.
That's saying something right there.
Yeah.
That's saying something right there.
Yeah, and it's funny when you get them, everybody, because they are one step from Chaz, or they're one step from Pat. So everyone wants to come and take a picture, and they feel like there's a connection for sure.
You become an instant celebrity.
You become
And now, hopefully that was for a good reason and not for something stupid.
Yeah, exactly right. And I've got some funny drumstick stories we will share another time, because I know I'm already talking a lot. So Chaz, tell us a little bit about Chaz Collins.
You want to start at the beginning
I
here?
I want to start at the beginning. First of all, your country music, where you started, where you're from. Give us a little background.
All right. So I guess I was about 9 years old. I was singing specials, as they call it, in church. And you just pick a song, ask the pastor if you can sing. And that's your contribution. And I was doing that. I had some stage fright. And I got over my stage fright. Someone told me, just look at the back wall, right over everybody's head, and turn your head like you're looking around, but you're really not looking at them. So you're singing to the wall. That's how I got over the stage fright. A lot of people ask that. And then I realized that there was actually people asking me to start singing specials in church. And I was like, well, this is kind of cool. You know, as a kid, you're thinking, hey, you know, people like this about me. That's great. I've got something I can contribute. And then as I got older, this karaoke thing came out. I was like, what the heck is karaoke?
Karaoke.
A buddy of mine's like, yeah, come on. They play this track, and you don't have to have a band, and you can sing with it, and you can perform in front of people. And I'm like, let's give it a shot.
Yeah.
And so I went and did that for the first time, and I started gaining a following of people that came to karaoke that weren't there to sing karaoke. They were there to listen to me sing karaoke.
Wow.
That's kind of when I first got the inkling that, okay, wait, there's something here. And then the rest is history, obviously. There's
Does
more details to the story.
Family? Does anyone sing in your family?
Well, so my mother's passed away. However, she sang, but she shouldn't had. we would say she always made a joyful noise. My sister has sung karaoke with me. She's a pretty decent singer. My brother at times was pretty decent.
Okay.
But he didn't care. He just had fun with it. So I've got up and sung with them. I believe I got my singing from my dad. My dad was a good singer. He could be pitchy at times, but he had a good voice. And that's really where I think the musician side of me came from.
That's amazing.
He played a little piano.
You never had any training. This was all natural.
So ironically, I actually get asked that all the time. I developed it. I literally taught myself. I went to two voice coach lessons.
That's it?
Yeah, I went to two voice coach lessons, and this was after touring and doing the band thing full-time up until COVID. The only reason I went to the vocal coach was because in my 20s and early 30s, I used to be able to sing Journey, which is those really high notes.
Uh-huh.
And as I got older, I couldn't do it consistently. I could do it some days, and some days I couldn't hit the notes. So I went to those two vocal coach classes in order to be able to train and breathe correctly to be able to hit those high notes again, because I wanted to be able to do some Journey songs at our shows.
Well, you're a fast learner if you got it in two lessons.
Yeah.
Well, he's a natural.
Yeah.
Right. And that's the difference. Like, you're natural, and you weren't even thinking about it, and people were following you, and that's, and here you are now. Like, I don't think anyone here, listen, I'm a native from Tampa, and so are you, and I know a lot of people that have played here forever, and I was so excited, maybe because we're in the 813 area code.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We need to get you over in 813. Well, you're too busy now. You're in Tennessee. But anyway, I was so excited. I'm like, this guy is a star. I knew.
But you play here, too.
No, he does. But he is, I'm just saying, he is like, you're not going to be able to see him, I don't think, very often pretty soon. So if you want to see Chaz Collins, you better take the time out in the next month or two, because he's going to be all over. He's being asked to go all over the place. This was his day off today. He actually came to our Shrink and Wrap show to be here. So, and you don't know how much I appreciate
you're
that.
You're very welcome. But I appreciate you.
But I did ask him, like, when he makes it big, if we can be in his video, like in the background, doing just humming or something. And
you can be in the next one.
Okay.
We're gonna put a. It's gonna be a casting call, but there's really only gonna be one actress that we're using as the bartender, and it will, of course, get into that story. But everyone is welcome to come to that. To that video shoot, just like the one we're going to talk about later.
Well, so we can be background.
Yeah, I've always wanted to be a background singer and hum. No,
well, not singer. We'll just be background people.
Yeah,
remember this
song?
They'll
be extras. I need a bunch of extras.
Yeah, I wanted to be a Robert Palmer. You know, addicted to that song with the sticks in the background. That's what I want to be. It's my dream. So, can we, Matt? I want, before we move on, I think it's really important for them to listen to his voice.
All right.
So before, let's start with On Another Line.
Yeah, you got the track list.
Number
I don't.
Number one. Oh, I have the track list.
Yes, so you have the CD in front of me. I don't know which track we're going with here.
Oh, On the Other Line.
All right.
Yeah.
Track one?
Is that it?
Is there anything while we're waiting
number
for
one?
Him to find
it? No, I got it right here. I just need to know what track I'm playing. So here we go.
That's it.
Got a tackle box full of Bass Pro, a couple rods, and a flat bottom boat. Hook it up to the truck, got a hot date with the fishing hole. I got a nice chest, well it's empty right now. Grab a 30 pack, fill it up, ice it down. Back the boat down the ramp, ease her out to the knowing zone. There ain't no better way on a Saturday to drift away from reality. Drowning 9 to 5 like a worm in the water, to a red and white bobber. Kick back, slip a koozie on, turn the quiet up, turn off the phone. Leave a message at the beep, I'll get back to you another time. 'Cause right now, I'm on another line.
Ow.
I'm impressed.
It's so
good. Thank you.
I'm impressed, sir.
Come on,
awesome,
Matt.
Awesome.
Matt, you've never heard him?
No, not until now, no.
That's what I'm saying. You heard it here first on the Shrink and Wrap Show at Tan Talk Radio. Chaz is in the house. So let's talk about On the Other Line. What I like about that is he's like, I don't have time for the phone because I'm catching fish on the other line. Or were you catching fish on the other line?
No. Nope. You got it right the first time.
What kind of fish were you catching?
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
So tell us, what is your favorite fishing? Off stage, you like to fish. And tell us a little bit where the song came from.
I might be a little bit obsessed with fishing. Anytime the wind is down, and it's not just any fishing. I was never big on, like, bass fishing. You know, I fished in the lakes and stuff like that for catfish because I didn't live by the salt water. Yes, I was in Louisiana. We have a coastline, but it took so long to get to it. And so when I got the opportunity to move to Florida, that was going to be the other passion that I have. I love to just disappear. I like to go miles offshore. You know, I typically on a regular basis go about 25, 28 miles out. I like to not see land, just water, and just shut down and cast a line, man. The phone don't ring out there.
He's on the other line. Yeah. That's what that's about.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Yeah. I don't have time to talk. I'm on another line.
I love it. I love that. And it's funny because, you know, fishing, he's right. When you're freshwater fishing, I know a little bit about fishing. Freshwater fishing is a little boring because when you can only catch two or three fish.
Right.
But when you go to the ocean, it's just like you don't know what you're going to pull up. And so do you like grouper fishing?
That's what I love about it. Yeah. I like the mystery. Yeah. But also when I go fishing, if you're waiting 5 minutes for a bite, you move.
So are you a skilled fisherman, or are you like, do you
I'm
like the live bait?
I'm pretty damn good at the offshore fishing. The last time I went out with two buddies of mine, and about 5 hours, we caught over 160 fish.
160, wow. Dang.
We brought home 60 of them.
Don't the boats now have the viewfinder where you can see if there are fish around?
That's yes. I've got a fish finder.
Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely not. Crazy thing is I've just gotten so good at reading the bottom that before I even see the fish or what kind of fish or any of that, because some of them you can kind of tell, that's a skill you have to learn on the shape of what fish that more than likely is, because it doesn't show,
yeah,
this is grouper.
Fish.
Yeah, you don't know the type of fish by looking on there really good, but you can get an idea. I don't use the fish finder a whole lot anymore. I've marked a couple of spots, and when I go there, we clean up, we come back.
Nice.
You kind of need a fish finder, because when you find a hot spot, they have the coordinates, and so that's how they find these fish. All of them do.
Okay.
So it's not a bad thing. And so anyway, yeah. I've gotten to where I can kind of tell what kind of fish is on my line, the way it pulls. I don't know if you're
A grouper,
a lot of time you can tell.
Yeah, sometimes. I can tell a grouper. Yeah. I can tell a grouper from a porgy. I can tell a hogfish most of the time by the way it's biting.
Yeah.
And I can tell a lane snapper pretty often, because that's what I've caught a lot of out there.
Yeah. And I know we're here to talk about country music, but do you like kingfishing?
I do. I've been trying to, they're running right now. I've been trolling trying to catch them, and I've never caught one.
Can I tell you a secret?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to tell you a secret.
Please do.
There's nothing worse than watching a bunch of people catch fish and your boat is not. So what you need to do you have sabiki hooks?
Oh, yes.
Okay, because they catch them with live bait. Because if you don't have those sabiki hooks and you're not getting the bait, everybody's catching them. It's incredible. So if you have that, then you're ahead of the game.
Yep.
You're good. All right.
Oh, yes.
All right. Well, let's go on. So this song came from fishing on the other line. So let's do this. Matt, I want to go ahead and play the main song. Let's hear some more from Chaz Collins, our country music star, right here in Clearwater, Florida.
We got you going. Ready?
Okay,
here we go.
Okay, this is the main song.
You just tried five things on, look so fine in every last one. Getting all worked up, nothing's wrong. Make it an easy thing, take way too long. I got a little something, something in mind. You know, I know just what you like. Before you get to thinking you wanna stay home, I got one more thing for you to try on. It's about the state of mind that you're in. You're gonna like the way the knife is. Let down your hair, some wind in it, head to the water and put some skin in it. Got a sky full of diamonds you can pick from. The night is yours, just try it on. Try it on. How about you close those pretty little eyes? Lean on me while we take a little drive on down the road where the cool grass grows. When it's getting dark, we'll be getting close. It's about the state of mind that you're in. Gonna like the way the night fits. Let down your hair, get some wind in it. Head to the water and put some skin in it. Got a sky full of diamonds you can pick from. The night is yours, just try it on. Yeah, baby.
Try it on. Matt, you know you're gonna dedicate that to your girlfriend. Your girl. Matt always says, my girl, my girl.
Yeah, if I don't dedicate that to her, she's going to kill me. So, Lauren, that's for you.
So now you got to download Chaz's music. And before we give you this information, I want to ask Chaz really quick, what is that song about and what inspired you to sing this song?
I picked it because it's all about, life. Life has changed so much now that there's so many things out there that can bring you down, whether it's the news or it's your family. As you get older, you start losing friends, mm-hmm. you start losing family, and all of that. And what you have to remember is when you have that special someone, and in this case, it's talking about a man to a woman, and it's like, forget everything that's going on. Let's get dressed up. Let's focus on us and shut all this negativity out and live life. And so to try it on, it's I forget the word for it, but it has two meanings to it. Yeah. And it's in the video, she's trying on different clothes, but then it's talking about, let's try on this night. It's actually like, let's try this on and do something to forget about everything else.
The state of mind.
The state of mind. That's a great way to put it. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's very good. Yeah. I love it. Mm-hmm. See how much depth this guy has? This is what I'm talking about. Yeah. He's got good depth. That right there, to me, is success. When you have depth and you sing from your heart and you write these songs or you sing the ones and it comes, that's what's, to me, where someone is successful.
Yeah.
And that's what girls go crazy about.
That song's so relevant right now.
It's because, hot.
Yeah, just try it on. Just let's forget about all this.
Listen to you all little listeners out there in your car or at home, wherever you are, again, download the Shazam app, and Trish is going to tell you, and Chaz, chime in. Tell us where we can follow him, because I want to announce this a couple of times.
So go to chazcollins.com, and that's C-H-A-S Collins, mm-hmm. C-O-L-L-I-N-S.com, and that's his website, and from there, Facebook, Instagram. Mm-hmm. Go ahead,
Chaz. You can connect me on there. I've got two Facebook pages there, so you got Chaz Collins Music, and then you've also got the Chaz Collins Fan Club. If you want to see more behind the scenes kind of things, you may see some other pages on there. They're friend pages and stuff like that. I'm not able to add anybody on that. You want to go to Chaz Collins Music and Chaz Collins Fan Club. And I just wanted to say real quick about that song. That song changed the landscape of my career. Try It On did, because when that came out, it's very ironic how people talk about spiritual things. I was in the hospital room with my grandmother making her comfortable to watch her pass away that night. Mm. And this is amazing how the man upstairs actually brings things to offset these things in your life that can bring you down. And I got a call from a buddy of mine in Oklahoma and just literally told me within hours of my grandmother passing away, your song Try It On just went number 9 on CMT.
That's
just
wild.
Like that. So I got a little bit of a smile and a smirk.
I got goosebumps too, girl. I love that.
And I stepped out the room for a minute and on the phone with him, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And I look online, and it's crazy. We can get into more stories about family at another time.
Yeah.
But I have three other stories with that the four most important people in my life have passed away. And within a week or two of that happening, were the four pinnacles of my career. So when people say, I want to help you, and maybe they don't have the financial means or whatever, I can't really say that this is four coincidences, that people's spirits, people that's still with you can't help you. I mean, I've seen it four times in a row. It's crazy.
And I have stories too, and I'd love to hear more of your stories in future shows, but I totally believe everything you're saying. I think there's more. I do. And when you have an open mind to it, I do believe there's more. So I love to hear that.
Yeah,
and it's more than
coincidence or not.
Once or twice is a coincidence. Yes. Four?
I get it.
That's hard to argue.
That's a pattern.
I get it. Yeah. I just told, you know what I told my grandmother? Just don't glow in the dark. I said, honestly, you can give me any sign, just don't glow in the dark. And I mean it. I told her that.
You may have actually put it out there.
I did. I got out. No, she does. I'll come get her. I don't know.
I wanted to say, too, if you, this is off the subject, back to you.
Sure.
If you Google Chaz Collins, the videos come up, too, so you can watch
the videos
of these songs that we're playing.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's two videos out right now. Mm-hmm. I know we'll be talking about the other one later, but Try It On is up there. The best thing you can do, people are always like, I like this musician. I like this music. How can I help? And the best way you can help is share everything.
Yeah, did you hear that?
Everything that we have.
Share his music. Listen, if you are right now listening to this show, you are going to miss out on Chaz, and he's got some events going on. We'll talk about this at the end, where you can actually see him live here, because I'm telling you, he's going to be gone. You're not going to have a chance to be this close to Chaz Collins and his band, which I do want to talk about your band members, too, after one other. I have two questions.
And absolutely. Then I can't do it without them. So that's definitely.
Right. And let's go ahead and talk about them now. Okay. How did you guys reconnect? Because I'll forget. Remember, I have short-term memory over here. So tell us about your band members, because I saw them. They are amazing. They're so talented. Tell me your take.
Well, thank you. And I'll give you a short background on this. When I was in Nashville, every time I would go on tour, I'd always have to come back and replace a band member. They realized how hard it was to be a touring band. They thought, you know, oh, you get to party and this and that. And when they saw the work behind it, and I was one of those people that I wasn't doing it. I wasn't going on the road to meet girls. I wasn't going on the road to drink. I wasn't, you know, I don't do drugs, never have. It was not the party scene for me. It was... eventually I want to play that arena, I want to play that stadium. That was the focus. And when they realized, yes, we had a good time, we had fun, saw a lot of things we'd have never seen, you know, having a regular day job, but when they saw the work was behind it, I kept redoing my band, just keep swapping people out, re-rehearse. It was very grueling, to be honest with you. And then when right about when COVID hit, it was about 3 weeks before COVID hit, I was sitting in Key West with the band I had for the last 5 years in Nashville, and we all decided to go separate ways. And I moved to Florida and built a band here. And even in Florida, it took me a little bit to get the right guys, and I have the right guys right now. If you don't mind, I'd like to name them real quick.
I was going to ask you
A big shout out with them.
And
because,
what they play, too.
Yeah,
yes.
Just because you can be a great singer, have great songs, but if you don't have a band that backs you, you're nothing.
That's
just the bottom line. But I want to give a big shout out to my drummer, Scott Carter. Mm-hmm. He's the man behind all the social media. You can check him out, Inner Circle Studio. He's the guy that has helped us blow up on social media all over the state of Florida.
Good job, Scott.
All over the country as well, but Florida particularly, because that's where we've been spending a lot of time performing. But you can look him up, Inner Circle Studio. He's on drums and also some of the vocals. Peter Betschart on bass. If you've heard me sing at a live show and you're like, man, that guy sounds good, Pete's the one that does it. Pete sings all the harmonies. He's one of those guys, he doesn't even have to rehearse the harmonies. He's just got that gift.
Yeah.
So he makes me sound really good.
And harmonies are not easy.
They are not. It's a lot harder to sing harmonies than it is to sing lead, to be truthful. So that's Pete on the bass and the vocals. I want to also give a big shout out to Steve Latt. I call him Steve Latt. His last name I can never pronounce right. Lanassian. Steve Latt. Now, this man has so many talents. He plays fiddle, banjo, mandolin, steel guitar, and electric guitar. He brings five instruments on stage with him to back us, and he's a great harmony singer as well. So he does that, and Steve has really helped break us apart from any band, because no one has this sound. No one has these many options with one guy. So it's been awesome for him to be there for us. And then last, certainly not least, because he was with me the most, he's been with me since the beginning here in Florida, Rocky Diamond on guitar and some of the harmony vocals. And Rocky's been here. I always joke with him. I tell him he's been in Tampa since the Dead Sea was just sick. He's been here a long time. But big shout out to Rocky Diamond, man. I can't thank him enough for believing in me, staying with me. Through band members I've had to swap out during the time I've been here to find the right guys. But I have right now the best lineup I've ever had in my 19-year career. And the shows, people reaching out to book us, the amount of traffic we're getting online is all proving that this is the best lineup I've ever had. And I just want to give a big shout out to them. I can't do it without them.
And I'm here to testify everything, because I actually went to see. I'm like, who is this band? Who are they? And they are fabulous. And to play the 3 hours that you did, the crowd was going and people want them back. They're getting booked. Definitely check them out. So let's do this. Before I play another song, if you and your band could go open a show for any artist, Who would it be for you?
For me, it's super easy. Tim McGraw. Tim McGraw is my favorite country artist of all time.
Oh, my gosh. He's good. And then, of course, Faith. You know, you got to love Faith, too. You got to love them together. So, Tim, if you're listening to my radio show right now, Chris, we want him to open up for your band, okay? Chris, call us.
Chaz.
Chaz, to open up for your band. Sorry
okay,
about that.
Can I say here. You sure you're feeling okay today?
No, I'm not, actually.
Can I say something about that? Yeah. Just to let you know. I got a confession to make. So growing up, I was a big 80s rock fan.
Yeah.
I was not a country fan growing up.
That's funny.
Because I wasn't, as most young people are, they don't like the tear in your beer stuff.
Yeah.
I love it now. But before, I didn't like it, and I was a big 80s rock fan. Def Leppard is my favorite band.
Yeah, that's funny.
When Tim McGraw came out with the song, Don't Take the Girl, was the day I became a country fan.
That's amazing.
And so he... indirectly, he's also from Louisiana, but indirectly, he is the guy, the artist that I would have to say is my mentor that I look to and go, this guy is kind of the reason my career happened because he made me believe in country music. He
so now you have to open for him somehow.
Before he retires, I'm trying so hard.
Yes, so if you're listening, come on now, Chaz Collins, you hear him right here, he's going to be big. You're going to do it. I believe it. I think he's going to open for him, don't you?
ChazCollins.com, Tim, if you're listening.
That's right. Let's do that one more time for all our listeners, too, because I do want everyone to know how to find him again. Chaz Collins.
ChazCollins.com, C-H-A-S. Don't confuse it with C-H-A-Z.
Correct.
That's the wrong letter.
And Matt.
You can email us there.
Yes.
Let's hear why this bar sucks song.
4 or 3? I just want to make sure you did it right.
This would be number 3.
All right. That's what I
got. Remember, short-term memory, student. I can't see. It's challenging.
I know. Trust me, it's not you. I just want to make sure I get the right song lined up. Here we go.
You're good.
That is not the one.
Okay, number 3. This bar sucks on the CD.
That was track 3.
Okay, that was our waiting song.
Yeah, you're going to be number 7.
Number 7.
All right, now let's see if I can get the right one lined up.
Sorry, there it's okay. We're getting dehydrated in here.
Yeah, that's okay, it happens. That's all right, good. Now we get the right one. Here we go.
That's why we
signs at Whiskey Bend. It should have read Hellbound. I just wanted a drink and to hear them old country sounds. But the beer was flat, and so were the songs. So instead of catching a buzz, I caught this feeling coming on. This bar sucks. It's full of nothing but cold women and warm beer. The band can't play. The jukebox is broken. I've had enough. This bar sucks.
And this is what happens. This is what happens when we have live radio. I get the wrong track numbers. I play the wrong song accidentally. So, Chaz, I apologize for that.
Well, I apologize for Chris. I was thinking of something different, and I know Chaz over here. So anyway, but
that is a catchy song.
Yes,
I could see the whole bar singing that song.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We're hoping it becomes the new Friends in Low Places.
That's what I was thinking when I heard it.
I can tell you now, though, if I ever open my own bar, Chaz, I'm giving you royalties for this. I'm naming it This Bar Sucks. So, thank you for the inspiration,
sir. Contact me, I might actually join you in that endeavor. You
get a deal.
You never know.
So, Chaz, do you sing in the shower?
I do.
You do?
I do. Not as much as I used to because we're playing all the time. I don't even play the radio a lot because I just like a little bit of quiet when I step away.
Well, you have to rest your voice, don't you?
Yeah.
You would think.
Yeah.
But not really.
Maybe not.
No.
My daughter used to sing, and she had to rest her voice and drink throat coat tea and honey and all that stuff that, you know, soothes it after.
When I was touring, we would sing 7 days a week a lot of times. It was just no breaks. So you have to learn how to sing.
Right.
Because you sing from... from here, not from your throat. You know, you saying same from your, they say from your diaphragm. That's not scientifically correct, but it's you're singing from your soul, basically, than from your throat. Yeah. That's how you end up damaging your voice.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah.
Yelling sometimes.
And he knew that without even voice lessons.
No, I'm talking he's a natural. I'm talking, this guy, you are like, it's going to be big. I feel it.
Well,
Tim McGraw is going to be calling you later.
Thank you.
I know it. He's going to be calling.
I got to go give a shout out to my best, one of my best friends, David Richard in New Orleans, because he is the one, one of my buddies that moved to Nashville with me when I left from New Orleans. And he was actually the guy that taught me that sing from your diaphragm, not your throat.
Well, that's good for all of you listeners out there that sing. Take some advice from this guy right here. That's number one Tennessee singer. So do you have any questions for him while, before I move on, before we play the next song?
What is your favorite song that you sing? Or is that later? Are we getting to that later?
Yeah, that's
maybe. What's your second favorite song?
Yeah. My favorite one first had always been On Another Line, which we played earlier, Another Line.
Right, right.
Obviously, that's been replaced.
Yeah.
And there's a whole big meaning to that one with the story on that.
And we are going to be fishing for listeners, because you have to hold on our line to see his favorite song and the big hit that's coming on at the end of our show.
Yeah.
So we're going to catch some listeners today, too.
Absolutely.
And we're
going
to hear your favorite song, and that is a great question. So let's listen to Four Wheel Drive Me Crazy, Matt. And what song is that on this one? That's number four.
Yeah, let's make sure I get the right one lined up before I accidentally play the wrong song again. All right, I think I got this one. Here we go.
Just remember the source.
Yeah, here we go.
You say, oh boy, you're sure in luck, 'cause I'm gonna pick you up. And hey, baby, by the way, we're taking my truck. I say, it's burn time and gasoline, that sure sounds good to me. So girl, let's go get stuck, if you know what I mean. And your four-wheel drive me crazy, drive me wild, into the night with the beams on high. Hand on the wheel, honey, it feels like heaven's here in this field. Won't deny what I feel inside when you drop the clutch and spin the tires. Hey now, baby, this is more than just a ride in your four-wheel drive. In your four-wheel drive.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about the four-wheel drive.
Four-wheel drive me crazy, yeah. So it's actually pretty funny, because growing up I enjoyed four-wheelers. Yeah. And even though this song is about a four-wheel drive vehicle, basically what it is, you know, to be able to just get that special someone, you hop in the car and you just go and you ride. It's kind of like the song Life is a Highway, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's just one of those things about, once again, leaving everything behind, getting that special someone, y'all hop in the car and you just go.
Yes.
And there's no plan, you know, you don't book this, you don't do that, you just wing it.
I love it, and
I like the excitement of that, and so that's what Four Wheel Drive Crazy is about. I didn't write that, unfortunately.
Oh, you didn't? Okay.
No.
Okay. Well, that's okay. You sing it good. It doesn't matter.
I pick songs that I can relate to.
Yes, and we're getting into a song that you co-wrote pretty soon here.
That is 100% my the story of my life as a touring musician. 100%. Yeah.
So this is what we're going to do though first, because I want to hear about this song that you co-wrote.
Yeah.
But tell us again, Trish, where our listeners can find Chaz Collins.
Yep. Yeah. Go to chazcollins.com, chazcollins.com.
Yep. You can like us on Facebook there. The buttons make it easier. Facebook, Instagram. You can email me if you're wanting to book a show or whatever. And you know, we'll talk to you. I'm very hands-on with my fans. I don't like people having to get through all these hoops to contact me for a show or a benefit or anything like that. I try to answer all of my messages personally, and I know it's going to get big enough where I can't do that, but I'll always have a portion that I do that with.
Yeah, so. I think you're a step away. So if you want to book Chaz, if you want to book Chaz for an event, you better start now, because I think he's going to be really, really difficult. You're lucky that you got him when you did, because you
got us before this year coming up.
Yeah, we were lucky. And that was thanks to our mutual friend, Kevin, who recommended you. And he even sang with your band that night.
Yeah, that's one of my buddies. Unfortunately, he's not with the band that I love the other guy, Southbound 75, really good friends of ours. And he's not with them anymore. He's not with them anymore, but we love both of them.
Mm-hmm. Got your inside connections over here at the Shrink and Rob Show.
Right.
So when I had asked Chaz to come on to kick off our concert series, and I had asked him, I said, what is your favorite song to perform? I said, let me guess what your favorite song is. So can you tell me, I already know what it is, but can you talk about Something in the Rain?
Something About the Rain, yes. So this one's super special to me because my first album, I didn't write any of those songs. I picked songs from songwriters, but I was able to co-write the song Something About the Rain with my buddy CJ Dubasson. He was my guitar player before I moved from Nashville, one of the last guitar players I had. And him and I wrote that with Byron Hill. And Byron Hill is a 2018 songwriter, country Hall of Famer. He's in the Hall of Fame now in Nashville, and he's written some hits for Full-Hearted Memory for George Strait. He wrote Born Country for Alabama. This guy Ray Charles, I mean, he's got so many hits. And I got a chance to co-write with this guy, super nice guy. And when we recorded this song and we decided to do a music video on it, I'm like, this really hits home for me because it's something I co-wrote. Now it's going to be there forever. This is a part of the legacy that I wanted to leave. I wanted to make my mark in country music. And what's crazy is his biggest try it on was on CMT. This song, Something About the Rain, went on the Country Network, which I believe is their competitor. And it now has over 60,000 views on YouTube in 2 months. It's the most played video in my 19-year career, and it's still climbing.
Wow,
that's great.
But the story, I was very lucky to have my fiance in it.
Yes.
Nice. My fiance's in there.
That's why I guessed it was his favorite song. And it is PG-21.
Oh, yes, yes. It's about as sexy as you can get for the Country Network.
It's hot. Yeah, I'll give it that.
It's hot.
I said, let me guess. Guess what your favorite song is that you wrote, Chaz. And I guessed it.
But it's a true story. When we wrote that, it's really about anyone that's in the music business, show business at all. Even truckers, people that aren't home all the time, they travel all the time. You look forward, you enjoy the process, you enjoy, as they say, you enjoy the path. That's not the word I'm looking for. I can't think of it. You enjoy the ride. Mm-hmm. You enjoy the journey. You're playing your shows. You get that energy from the crowd on Friday and Saturday, and you that crowd singing back to you. You make that connection. But on that Sunday, when you wake up in the morning, don't leave the bedroom.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. Can we say that on the air?
Yes. Sounds good to me.
How long does it take to write a song like that?
You never know. This is what's crazy is we went in there with a melody, and we actually changed the melody. The song was actually going to be an upbeat rockin' tune. And while we're sitting there, it developed into a romantic song. And we were there, I want to say, about an hour and a half from scratch. We didn't even have a title. Nothing.
Wow.
Hour and a half, and we came out with a song that I think is going to be one of the ones to leave my career.
Well, we're going to listen to it now. We're running down on time, and I don't mean to rush you, but can you name the events and then again where he can be located?
Chaz, if people, you have to go out and see Chaz. Take this opportunity. He has a big event December 31st.
Yes.
Go ahead and tell us about that real quick.
It's a Sarasota Pineapple Drop. We'll be playing right on the corner of Limone and First. Downtown Sarasota, y'all, last year we had over 35,000 people out there. I'm super stoked about it. It's going to be the biggest show that you will see us perform of the year, both from the crowd, but also from our lighting guy and gal, I should say, P&M Dreamland will be lighting us up that night. And let me tell you, there's no show bigger than that. If you've been to any of the places, and this is not to take anything away from anywhere in Clearwater or that, It is the biggest production you will see outside of going to Amalie Arena. You got to come out and see this show.
And it's New Year's Eve, so
it's New Year's Eve.
You're looking
y'all.
For something to do. That's what you should go do.
That's right.
And then you have another show in January on the 19th at Harbor Bar.
Yes, January 19th. And very quickly, I want to mention our sponsors because it ties into that. January 19th, we're at the Harbor Bar in Safety Harbor, y'all. Mm-hmm. If you don't know Johnny Zimzicki, y'all, he is a advocate for the community of Safety Harbor, man. He does so much for that community. And he's one of our sponsors for 3 years now. He'll be with us two more years as of right now. Zimzicki Vodka, y'all, they took second best vodka and potato vodka in the world. These guys are awesome. We work with them, and pretty soon you'll be able to get Zimzicki Vodka anywhere that we play. He's working on that. Nice. And then another shout out to Line of Duty Cigars. They give 10% of their profits to our military and first responders.
Wow.
That's Scott
awesome.
Carter with Line of
That's
Duty.
Great.
And you can hit him up at JNS Cigar on Facebook. He's at a lot of our outdoor shows where smoking is prohibited. Get you a cigar. And even if you don't smoke, if you want to buy a box of cigars, they will actually send it to our deployed military.
Nice.
So you just box it and say, hey, I want to send it to the Marines, whatever, they'll send it.
That is so nice. Well, we're down to, and I want to play his song really quick. First of all, Chaz, thank you so much for being here today.
You're welcome.
One more
thank
time.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. You've been so sweet.
Yep, absolutely.
And I wish you the best luck, and hopefully you'll be back on.
Sure.
We're going to get your song in because I don't want to miss it.
Yep.
But we're going to have a closing statement. First of all, I'd like to thank Trish, too, today. One more time, where can you find Chaz really quick?
ChazCollins.com. That's Chaz, C-H-A-S. Also, you can Google his name, see the videos, Facebook. You can find him on Facebook.
And share this video. This video is on YouTube right now.
It's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube. Just Google Chaz Collins and the name of this video. It's also on our website.
Okay, and we're going to play it. And before we go, I'd like to thank all the sponsors out there, to my family and friends, and to all you sponsors for us. And have a great day. And in closing statement, it's easy to dream about doing what you love, but true success of your passion is loving what you do. Chaz Collins. Let's take a listen to...
That's awesome. This is my favorite song, Something About the Rain.
Something About the Rain.
And happy holidays, one and all.
That's right. Take care, ladies and gentlemen.
Maybe that's okay. With every kiss and touch I know, we're gonna make the thunder roll. We'll spend all day in that bed. Girl, we'll get soaking wet. There's something about the rain.